Do you like problem solving? Well, I think we all like it to some degree, unless it doesn't actually get us where we want. So there's a dark side to problem solving. It's one that I simply call unhelpful problem solving. And in this episode here, I would like to share that solving a problem is very often not the same as finding a solution. Sounds strange, isn't it? But it's a concept that is at the core of coaching. And I'd like to just give you a bit of an insight here because I think knowing about this can help you make a bigger impact in conversations at work and beyond. See you after the break.
Welcome to the Coaching Leader Podcast, specially crafted for the ears of ambitious people leaders who want to take their own communication skills to a whole new level. We are the home of the IntelliCoach Leader Academy. We are on a mission to give leaders an edge with the most powerful skills of executive coaches so that they can create strong, trusting relationships with their team members, their peers, and yes, their own bosses. And here is Mike, your host. Let's get started.
Welcome back. Today we'll talk about problem solving. And that may sound strange because coaching is not supposed to be about problems, right? But in the end, people come to us wanting to resolve something. That's normal. But as a coach, we want to have awareness that solving a problem is not necessarily the same as finding a solution. And this starts by realizing that solving a problem is about looking at the past, and that finding a solution is about looking at the future, where we want. And a nice quip that I found some time ago when I studied solution-focused coaching is that the solution often does not care where the problem came from. And I remember two or three examples here, and I want to share them with you. I read about a story where an organization tried to understand where traffic jams in the UK came from. And problem thinking would often lead us to observe a traffic jam and just find out who was the naughty person who caused that traffic jam. Maybe that was an accident. Maybe that was a building site that wasn't properly maintained. So we want to find those root causes, talk to the people there, and make sure that they just don't do it again. So in hoping that will solve our problem. How likely is that going to happen? Not really. An alternative that was approached in this case was to actually just look at the solution. What did we want? And instead of just saying, I don't want traffic jams, the positive statement here is to say, we want traffic to be smooth. And a counterintuitive solution was, in this case, was to lower the speed of traffic and to bring in some new speed limitations that would lead to much less peaks and troughs in traffic speed. And that led to less traffic jams. Interesting, isn't it? It's a counterintuitive way to find a solution to what we actually want. Another example here that I just came across in Singapore, I find that really interesting, is the problem of cash dispensing with ATMs. And a problem that I have and that my relatives sometimes shared with me, that these cash dispensers are often so clunky. They have poor screens. There are often a lot of long queues. You have to touch buttons that are really feel like from a different age. So a problem thinking could be like just to give them better screens, give people more ATMs, more machines. An interesting solution thinking was by one of the local banks here to think, what do people actually want? Well, people want money. They want money from their bank. And a solution-focused thinking was to realize what resources people have. Well, they have phones, and the realistic assumption is also that people often forget their pins. That's another problem. And instead of making and inventing a different kind of password and PIN code system, what this bank did was simply flash a QR code on a cash dispensing counter. And once you hold up your phone with the banking app, at that QR code, it would dispense your cash. Because the logging in, the credentialing, the authentication would happen on the phone. I love this because it brings to the front a very different kind of solutioning. It addresses what people actually want. So people don't want better passwording or authentication systems on an ATM where they have to type long PIN codes that they cannot remember. They want to use what they have to get to what they want faster. And a different example that I had recently was when in a conversation with a coachee, they mentioned in passing at the beginning of a session that their car was broken and that was really annoying to them. And my first impulse could have been,
hey, what can you do about that now that your car is broken?
And that would address the problem that was right in front of us. And obviously the solution is bring it to the workshop, figure things out, and deal with the fixing of it and so forth. But what I actually asked in that moment was,
so what do you actually want to achieve right now? What would it allow you to do when you have that car fixed?
Well, and my client said,
we just want to use it to go on a holiday next week.
And that's when we both had an aha moment. And he says,
okay, so the actual problem is to have something that brings you to that holiday, isn't it? So what ways will get us there?
And obviously he snapped his finger and he said,
yeah, well, just get a rental. My week is too crazy. And if I fix that car right now or in a week, actually doesn't make much of a difference.
And that was our 5-minute conversation before we actually started coaching. And we did coaching right then and there in this example. And I think this illustrates a lot that our impulse is often to fix an apparent problem rather than looking at what we actually want. And I recommend leaders to be aware of their own impulses, to just give in to their what is called writing reflex, to simply dive in and solve and solve and solve. Instead of asking, here are a few examples.
How did this problem arise?
You could ask,
what do you need in order to solve this and to get what you want?
Instead of asking,
who caused this problem?
You could ask,
if the problem were suddenly gone, what exactly would be different and what would allow you to do?
Instead of fixing someone who made a mistake by asking,
why did he do that?
You could ask,
how could he behave differently in the future to do this differently?
That's solution-focused thinking rather than blaming thinking. Instead of asking automatically,
what's broken right now? What needs fixing?
We can ask,
what exactly needs to happen for this to work?
And while this may sound similar, they embody very different kinds of mindset. So I hope this was helpful, problem solving towards maybe some things you encounter. So the gist of this episode is that instead of looking and diving right into fixing a problem, an apparent problem, look at what you actually want to resolve. And some people might say, yeah, the actual meaning of this entire thing here is to define the problem correctly. And I will say yes. And my answer to this as well is, you find the actual problem by first looking at what you want and not by just diving in to what apparently is broken and fixing it. Because, yeah, fix my car for the entire week, but then it doesn't allow me to get to the holiday on time. I have maybe fixed my car, but I lost my holiday. And how good is that? So I hope this was helpful and I wish you well in making progress towards what you actually want. But this is Mike from IntelliCoach. All the best. Bye.
You've been listening to the Coaching Leader Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode or other updates from us, head over to IntelliCoach.com/connect. Here you will find our magic link to subscribe to our podcast, and you can get our newsletter. You will get show notes and other special insights directly into your inbox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hear you soon.